The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Oposuanpofu, has charged the district and metropolitan assemblies to increase their revenue generation efforts to enable them to surmount their sanitation difficulties in their jurisdictions. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the role of district assemblies in sanitation management to prevent outbreaks of communicable diseases, Mr. Oposuanpofu said the ministry has negotiated for funds to be released by the Ministry of Finance to support the assemblies to effectively manage sanitation in the cities.
What the ministry sees towards environmental sanitation and refuse collection, one based on public-private partnership. Again, the environmental sanitation policy clearly states that our principle is that the polluter must pay, which means that whoever generates the waste must pay for the disposal of that waste. That is why we have asked the Metropolitan Municipal and its assemblies to partner with private service providers and demarcate areas of the metropolis and municipalities, make them responsible for the collection of the refuse by the assembly supervisors the project. When I came in, I realized that a number of these service providers were engaged on pilot basis for them to be assessed over a period of time. And when I had a meeting with the service providers, their challenge was that they have worked for this period and that they are waiting for the AMA to sign contract with them so that they can use the contract as basis to secure funding to undertake the project that they are doing. So we have instructed the AMA as quickly as possible to go into this contract and ensure that those who have passed their test are given the opportunity to quickly manage the waste.
Mr. Oposuanpofu also touched on the recruitment of 600 graduates of the School of Hygiene to support the assembly in the management of community sanitation.
Additionally, I came to meet a situation also where we have the students from the School of Hygiene who are normally posted to the various assemblies to assist as part of the inspectorate division of the environmental department. But those we used to call them Sama-Sama, who will move from community, suburb to suburb and ensure that environmental practices are kept. For the past 3 years, we had a backlog of about 600 students who had passed out of the School of Hygiene, but for budgetary purposes or reasons, have not been able to be engaged to enable them to spread themselves out of the country and assist in ensuring that people do the right thing.
That is good news for us. But hitherto, you realize that contractors who were engaged were not doing any good job. They desealed gutters and leave the debris by the side of the gutter. The next time it rains, you find the debris returning into the gutter as if nothing has been done. What measures are you going to put in place to ensure that any time desilting is done, the debris are collected soon after the liquid runs out of it?
We are going to strictly ensure that performance contracts are signed between the various metropolis and waste management practitioners to the extent that if you are unable to live up to expectation, you are asked. And then some more serious service providers are engaged to continue the job that they are doing.
Mr. Oposuanpofu said attitudinal change by Ghanaians as well as continuous education by the media are critical if the nation is to attain the benchmark of the MDGs on sanitation.
Obviously, the time has come for us to apply the whip and also to appeal for attitudinal change by Ghanaians. Because elsewhere, when you go, nobody will sit in the car, chew corn, and throw the waste material through the windows onto the street. Or nobody will take a paper and drop it on the street. So I think that it has to do with attitude. And perhaps you, the media houses, would also be of assistance to us to educate the public for us to change our attitude towards the waste. Manage waste. Once that attitudinal change is effected, I think half the battle will be won. Because these countries that you are talking about, we won't see people throwing rubbish anywhere.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Oposuanpofu, talking to George Ankara.